on the phone with me right now, and an honor and privilege to talk to this man. I grew up idolizing him, and this is my first chance to talk with you, Mr. Gene Simmons. Gene, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat with us today.
Well, thanks. You made me feel better about myself, that's for sure.
Well, you have made a lot of people's lives better. There's no doubt about that. So I told you before we started, I've been a fan since I was 8 years old. Grew up watching Kiss, grew up listening to Kiss, idolizing you. I actually played bass guitar because of you and all that fun stuff. So,
wow.
The beautiful thing about Kiss, and you obviously know this, it just continues to grow and expand generations. Let's talk about the show that's coming to town here, the Freedom to Rock Tour. You guys are coming at the end of in September. Actually, we get the last date of your first round here.
And, yeah, we decided to just take a moment and count our blessings. We've been around 42 years. We're America's number one gold record award-winning group of all time. But it ain't just about L.A., New York, and the big cities. The cities that don't get in the headlines, in the newspapers, and on CNN and all that, actually are just as cool, and sometimes cooler than the big cities. You know, cool is not the height of the building in a town. It's the people that live in it. And when we first started touring in the backs of station wagons, we didn't know where we were going. We just went. And wherever you played next is where you were. And there were cool people there, and you didn't care where you were. So we decided to avoid the big cities this time, and we're only going to, whether you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, it's still called the Heartland, the non-major cities. And we teamed up with the U.S. government and the Chamber of Commerce, and we are honoring our vets. We are hiring local vets. We honor them, we give them a big fat check, and we bring them up on stage and let them hear the roar of the audience in appreciation for their service. We should all be doing that.
I agree 100%, and that's extremely cool. It's part of the Hire Our Heroes program, I believe, right?
That's right. You know, there are lots of titles in the tour. The title is called Freedom to Rock, and there's vet. Just, you know, in simple terms, when you're lining up to get your Starbucks and there's a man or woman in uniform in back of you, just part the Red Seas and let a real hero go by. You know, we go to the movies and we adore Captain America, but that's a fantasy.
Yeah.
Real superheroes exist right here. They live in your town, and they risk life and limb so that you can complain about the traffic.
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. And you, actually, you've been doing a lot with the veterans programs for the last probably 10, 15, 20 years or so, haven't you?
We have. We also have our restaurant chain, Rock and Brews, and every single Rock and Brews that opens up, we close the doors to the general public, and we honor only vets and their families.
That's great.
They come in, we give them a big fat check. We actually do corny things at our concerts and our Rock and Brews, like, say, the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
What happened to the days when, before school started, you got up and you pledged allegiance?
Said it every morning, exactly.
Hey, thanks, America, for letting me live free. What's wrong with that?
And even at that time, it was one of those things where if you didn't want to say it, then you didn't say it. You didn't get your panties in a bunch because, other people around you were saying it.
Yeah. If you don't want to say it, that's okay, but shut your pie hole and
let those of us that do want to celebrate our country say it.
Sure. Yeah. That flag means something. People have died for it. Millions.
Now, we were talking about the generations. I had the privilege to meet one of our listeners. It was at a Def Leppard concert a couple months ago, and we got talking about your concert, the Kiss concert coming up. And he showed me, he goes, he went to his first Kiss concert. It was September 10th, I believe it was 1978, in Huntington. You guys are coming back the exact same date, the exact same town, and he's bringing his son to his first Kiss concert on that date as well. And I just thought that was something.
That was just one of those stories
you can't make up, you know?
Because when I was growing up, rock was the thing that separated families.
Yes.
Like, your mom and dad didn't get it. As far as we're concerned, even if you hate the band, who hates 4th of July fireworks shows? And if you can maybe try to, sort of describe what a Kiss concert is like, is, yeah, you may hear the songs you want to hear, but we blow stuff up.
You aren't kidding.
Say S-H-I-T, but we can't. We shake the heavens, And when we do the larger outdoor shows, and we did a few of them on this tour, Cheyenne and I don't remember where else, outdoors, where more people show up at the concert than live in the town,
yeah.
Literally. We actually have to contact the local airport to make sure that low-flying planes don't go overhead, because we will knock them out of the sky.
Yeah, I've been privileged to go to a number of Kiss shows, and I can say, yeah, there's no doubt about that. You guys put on the biggest, baddest show out there. Now, talking about that, you've also come up with something that people can now take a piece of that home with them. Back in the spring, you released Kiss Rocks Vegas, which was a movie that you and Tommy Thayer put together about your residence in Vegas there. So basically, it's a Kiss concert on TV now.
Right. It was a one-day motion picture event in movie theaters across the world, actually. Greece, Russia, Africa, South America, everywhere. But only for one day. And now the DVD is coming out this month. And I'm sure eventually it's going to wind up on TV. And
I would think so.
Worlds. But no. I got to tell you, between you and I, my favorite thing is, about a year ago, we brought out the Kiss Scooby-Doo movie.
I've seen it.
Yes. And if you have kids, that's our special way of torturing you, because the kids will watch it 2-3 times a day, every day. I love that.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. There are worse things to watch, right?
Yeah.
So now some just personal little questions. Like I said, growing up a big Kiss fan, I was actually, not that you would remember, because you obviously were doing your thing, I was at the New Year's Eve show in Detroit. I believe it was 98 into 99, the Psycho Circus tour. A friend of mine actually hooked me up with Rowan tickets, and I stood right in front of you with my girlfriend the entire night. Of course, she flashed you, and she got a little attention from you at that moment kind of thing. But
well, it's my job.
And you didn't let any of us down. But I was always wondering, and it's tough picking out a favorite child, but do you actually have a favorite Kiss song? I mean, something you wrote, something you were just, that song just, you were so proud that it came from your being.
It's not about the song for me. Every once in a while I write a song that I think is pretty good, but a song is more than just a song, because it's filled with memories, mm-hmm. You know? And so Deuce, for me, because we've been doing it for 42 years, brings back a lot of memories, different generations, different places. And we started off our tour sets with it for a long time, and we're going to be playing it this tour. But we also move around and try different tunes here and there. But I would imagine Deuce has more memories for me, so yeah, that might be the song.
Okay, that's extremely cool. I just, something I wanted to know. And last question for you today. As you always have a strong opinion about just this, that, or the other thing, I'm just curious what your take on the presidential race is.
Well, my opinion is very strong. I think celebrities should shut their pie hole, mm-hmm. and let people, you know, express what they believe and who they believe in privately. Let democracy work in a real way, because Katy Perry or George Clooney or Gene Simmons or any one of these knuckleheads gets up and says, I think you should vote for this or that, mm-hmm. that's no reason to vote for that person, because if you haven't been paying attention, when you go into the voting booth, there's a curtain in there, because it's nobody's damn business who you vote for. You're supposed to be voting your conscience. So I'm telling everybody, ignore what celebrities and who they want to tell you to vote for, because you might vote for a politician just because your favorite celebrity is voting for them, and that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's ethically, morally, and otherwise wrong. That's not democracy. I believe in the American people, and I think they'll make the right choice, whatever that is, whatever is best for America. And let the people decide. I mean, lest you forget, a really important piece of paper starts off with we the people, of the people, for the people, by the people. Let everybody decide, not celebrities. I don't want my foreign policy be, I don't want the country's foreign policy be, you know, my tongue's too big. I don't want our country's foreign policy to be decided in Malibu.
Very well said. Very well said. Gene, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your life with us through Family Jewels and through everything that you do with KISS. Like I said, as a fan from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. I also want to say, from what I've seen in the Hollywood world, you raised two very well-adjusted kids. Hopefully, Sophie and Nick are doing well.
Nice of you to say, but the reason they're well-behaved is because they're not allowed to not be well-behaved.
All right.
See how that works?
Yeah. Well, you know what? That goes back into parenting. So, you know, you and Shannon did it right. May have not been the way people wanted it, because I know you just got married, you know, just a couple years ago. But the fact is, you raised some great kids, and you seem to have a great family. And I thank you again for sharing everything you do with us, the fans.
Thank you.
Gene, thank you so much for your time.
You bet.